Charles House and Mark Duffield with you on Sports Talk. We're joined by Michael Pryor, assistant coach at the Fremantle Dockers. A very good morning to you, Michael.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're well. Tell us a bit about your Derby debutant, Michael Frederick.
Yeah, he's an excitement machine. He's obviously, I think he was picked late 50s in the draft, so it's a great achievement to play a game so early. He's got really good endurance and he's lightning quick. And he uses the ball well. So we think he's really going to add to our team and especially on a fast deck at Optus Stadium in front of our home fans.
Training watchers tell me that he's all of those things and very exciting, but still needs to learn his craft in game awareness. Is that one of the things that you've been working on this last couple of weeks?
Yeah, absolutely. He's still, as I said, he's a first-year player, so he's still got a huge upside in terms of his game awareness and, you know, structural stuff and that sort of stuff. But we just think with the ball in his hands and the run and the speed that he's going to bring, it's going to be beneficial for us tomorrow.
Brendan Cox returning after the hip injury. Do you put him straight on Josh Kennedy?
Well, he's going to have to play on one of their tools because we haven't got any tall defenders other than Coxie. So we might split him in half and play him on Darling and
need to clone
Kennedy.
Him.
Yeah, we do. That's the scenario we're in at the moment. But, you know, I think to the credit of the, and it's my area, so I'll pump them up, the defenders have held up okay so far. So, yeah, he'll get a crack at Kennedy at some point, no doubt.
Michael, Mark Duffield here. Thanks for your time this morning. Sean Darcy, I'm presuming you've been watching him all week for any post-concussion type syndrome, type symptoms, and would imagine you continue to watch him. How is he tracking, and are you sure that he will play tomorrow afternoon?
Yeah, positive he'll play. He's been really good this week. Even from the plane ride home, I spoke to him on the plane, and he said he felt okay, you know, which is, and he's had that a hit before and it's lingered for a week. I think it was our last game last year and he had symptoms, you know, going into that game, so pulled him out late. But this week he's been, you know, very clear in his own head. He's passed all the tests. He's done everything we've asked him to do and he feels right and ready to go.
I noticed you had Toby Watson as one of your emergencies. He's been on the emergency list a few times in recent weeks. Given the height and the challenge you face, and I thought your defenders were magnificent last week against St Kilda, given the challenge they faced and the players you had out. Obviously, Brendan Cox didn't even play last week. But were you tempted to bring in Watson, who's a 190-centimetre guy who can play pretty tall?
Yeah, Toby's right there. He's in the mix. We're really happy with his progress. I think, you know, last year he did play a lot at Peel on taller opposition purely because he had to. So it's been a really good grounding for him. But I think we feel that Toby plays his best football as a high halfback. And, you know, he played that role against West Coast in the Mars series up at Joondalup, and we thought he acquitted himself really well. So, yeah, we got confidence that he can play tall and small, but we've really seen some progress with him once he's been playing on those higher guys.
We did a little exercise in the West Australian where we looked at who would have won the Glendinning medals if the umpires gave the votes, and Stephen Hill, who I think is an underrated player, as highly rated as he is at Fremantle, I think he's been an underrated player through his career, came out and ranked very highly. How valuable has it been to have Stephen Hill back in your team? And even going back to last week, I think that over-the-shoulder handball in the last couple of minutes that hit Walters in the centre square that set up your last goal, it kind of just exemplifies the class that Stephen Hill brings to your team.
Yeah, absolutely. And he might be, you know, underrated in the general public, but as you say, in this footy club, he's very highly rated and well-respected. He sees things that other players don't see, whether it's with him ball in hand, as you just said, that handball was pretty special. But just even in our team defence stuff and being able to see and intercept the ball. What we do know is when he's got the ball, it's going to end up in a purple jumper. So very rarely does he turn the ball over. Experience and leadership and playing in the back half, which has been great for us.
Michael, congratulations to the football club and your team. Just watching from afar the way you guys have gone about it, and it just looks like it's a fresh side that just, one, never gives up, and two, looks like it's continued to learn. What have you gained by that hub life, and can that now translate into a progression of getting into that middle to you know, to, you know, trying to look at that eighth and perhaps seventh position, because I think they're up for grabs personally. But do you think it's helped you, that hub life?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of positives for our club to come out of the hub, and I don't think anyone from our club had a bad thing to say about the hub or whinge that we were going up there in the first place, and really took it on as an experience that, you know, we're obviously going to spend a lot of time together, which we did. So as coaches, we were able to spend a lot more time with our players. And I think a key component to coaching these days is the relationships you build with the players. So there was no excuses for that. And it was a whole club sort of experience. So it was not only the coaches, it was our staff and our media people and everyone like that that was up there. So, and I think that's something that can last for a long time. Just conversations that we had up there with players, you know, over dinner or whatever it was. You talk about things other than football. So that can only help, you know, strengthen those relationships. And I think, you know, all credit to everyone involved up there. It was a real positive experience for us.
Sure. And this is not designed. This question is not designed to have a division within the from previous years to this year. But what's the most noticeable difference? Now, I'm an observer from outside, so I'm sure that your supporters would like to know this. From last year's type of coaching and the game structure to this year's game structure and type of game that's expected from them, what's the most significant differences, and do you think there's still more room for those changes that Justin's trying to implement?
I think there's the group still learning under Justin and how he goes about it, and you know, from last year, and trying to compare Justin and Ross, they're two completely different people. Justin's way more relaxed and laid back, and, you know, walks into meetings with his hat on backwards, and you know, Ross is a bit more, you know, up tempo, and you know, I think the players felt that. They seem to be a lot more relaxed and enjoying their football, and that's not saying they didn't enjoy last year, because some of the relationships that our players built with Ross over the past are still really strong. So, but there is that sense of, you know, there's a fresh face and leader in the club, and the way he goes about it, and you know, his persona really rubs on our players, and they're enjoying their footy.
Michael, a last one before we let you go. Has the record been mentioned at Fremantle this week? The Eagles looking to win 10 straight.
I was going to ask you what the record was, but you just said that. So that probably answers your question. No, it hasn't. It's not one that we're proud of, and obviously we're out there to win every week. But, yeah, hopefully it was a 10. Hopefully it's not 11.
Well, it's 9. Hopefully it's not 10 as far as Fremantle fans are concerned. Good luck to you, Michael. Thanks for chatting to us.
No worries, guys. All the best. Thank you.
Thank you.